1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Biden and former President Trump held dueling events Saturday evening in Georgia, a battleground state that secured Biden's victory and a Democratic-controlled Senate in 2020. President Biden's presidential campaign announcing it raised $10 million within 24 hours of his State of the Union address Thursday night, marking his best fundraising day, according to his campaign. The U.S. Central Command announced it dropped water and meals into northern Gaza on Saturday. Will TikTok's time in the U.S. soon be up? The House is set to vote this week on a bill that would ban the social media app if its Chinese owners don't sell it. Podcast host and tech journalist Kara Swisher says the app has got enormous reach.
TikTok has become a news delivery vehicle, an entertainment vehicle. If you mashed all the different networks together, it's not as big as TikTok.
The bill supporters say that the Chinese government accesses user data, and that could threaten national security. This is ABC News. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that the Department of Justice has launched a criminal investigation into the Boeing jetliner blowout that left a hole in an Alaska Airlines plane in early January. The newspaper says investigators have contacted passengers and crew who were on that flight when a panel blew off, leaving a hole in the plane 7 minutes after takeoff. The spring break party season is underway in Miami. Residents and city managers are nervously watching it unfold and hoping throngs of partygoers don't overwhelm the city. The police and its residents, like in past years, the city of Miami put out this public service announcement to deter some partygoers from coming to South Beach.
Curfews, bag checks, and restricted beach access, DUI checkpoints, $100 parking.
So far, the huge crowd stayed away. This weekend, the streets were empty by 2 this morning. Still, police say they've made 100 arrests for party-related crimes, such as driving under the influence. I'm Dave Packer. ABC News.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Do you think most girls love diamonds?
So like a sparkly ring? Absolutely.
No, silly. I mean the love for a baseball diamond and listening to the Milwaukee Brewers games on Oshkosh Air Support 98.3 FM, WISS 1100 AM.
We've got you covered. Every pitch, every hit.
Swing and a drive to right and deep.
And every win.
Because a baseball diamond is a girl's best friend.
On your local Civic Media radio station, Oshkosh Air Support 98.3 FM, WISS 1100 AM.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Americans lost more money to scams and fraud than ever before last year. $10 billion, according to the Federal Trade Commission. Nadia Ramlagan reports.
Consumer education and awareness of scams is an ongoing challenge. Scammers are constantly changing their tactics and using AI and other technology to bait more people. Judy Dollison of the Better Business Bureau says scams are increasingly complex and overlapping and often involve emotional and psychological manipulation.
We're seeing a crossover between romance scams and crypto scams because now instead of the romance scammers just asking for money, they're asking their victims to invest in crypto exchanges, which aren't real.
Dollison says 80% of people who've reported losing money to investment scams involving cryptocurrency lost on average more than $3,000. For adults ages 18 to 44, employment scams are the top risk, with an average loss of around $2,000. Consumers who suspect they've been victims of fraud can file a report with the Federal Trade Commission. Federal Trade Commission attorney Phil DeBanate says, aside from software scams, the second most reported scam involves imposters.
There are those scammers pretending to be the government. There are scammers pretending to be a well-known business or a bank's fraud department or a family member who needs help.
Common imposter cons include people pretending to be affiliated with government agencies like the IRS or Social Security Administration, charity-related scams, and tech support scams. This is Nadia Ramlagan. This story was produced in association with Media in the Public Interest and funded in part by the George Gund Foundation.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Hey everybody, Todd Allball here. Noon to 2 on Monday will help you recover from daylight saving time and take a look back at the happenings from the weekend right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. All kinds of sunshine today on this Sunday. Highs in the mid-40s, northwest winds will be a bit breezy, up over 20 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear skies will drop to the middle 20s. On your Monday, mostly sunny skies, highs in the upper 50s, close to 60. It's 39 at our studios.
Broadcasting from the Civic Media Studios on South Main Street, this is Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
If you're tired of one-sided conversations and mean-spirited rhetoric, it's time to listen and engage. This is The Rational Revolution, a look at today's issues through a politically purple lens. Now, here's your host, Chris Elfheim.
Hello, friends. I hope you have enjoyed your week. This is Chris Elfheim with The Rational Revolution. We are back to have great conversations. Listen, the reason we came up with the show is that I wanted people to be able to talk about things. I wanted us to be able to have a civilized conversation from different viewpoints about topics that matter to us. And in some cases, bring up topics that you don't even realize matter to you, but they do. And I think we've done that effectively. With me here tonight, I have my friend and co-host, Mr. Mark Becker, on the line. Hello.
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 It's such an honor to be here.
Oh, it's a great time. You know, anytime you can talk and you can have a great conversation,
yes,
it's a great opportunity.
What a concept.
I know it. So tonight is a little, you know, bittersweet.
How was your day?
Well,
Cool?
Yeah. My day's been a little interesting. So as much as I have enjoyed doing this show, and I truly do, I consider it my baby. The good news is that there's something exciting happening. The bad news is that it's going to bring to an end my time here on Rational Revolution. Let's have a moment of silence. Okay, that's enough.
That's good.
That's good. Again, it's bittersweet. So yes, everybody knows that I'm obviously involved in politics and had run for the 19th Senate District in 2022. Very, you know, hard-fought race that I did not win. And with the maps that have come out, I have been redrawn into the 18th Senate District. And that means, now that we have official maps signed by the governor, that I will be on the ballot in November, which means our policy here at Civic Media, which is very respectable, is that if you are an active candidate, then you probably shouldn't have free reign of a microphone. And we respect that. So this will be my final show. And we're going to do kind of something interesting. We're going to switch off and let Mark take after the first segment. Oh, yeah. I'm actually going to give up my host reins Mark have control of the show for the rest of it. And he's going to be interviewing me on different things in politics,
yes,
and what goes on. So
it's going to be fun.
So, yeah, you know, that's my day in a nutshell. It's been a whirlwind from 9 a.m. straight through till sitting here with you. I should have brought a cough drop. It's been nothing but gab time.
Oh, yeah.
For all for good reasons. What's happened in your world this week?
Oh, geez. I mean, nothing like that. I'm not on the ballot. You know, I've been working with some folks about the issue here in Green Bay with the superintendent and working with some organizations with that. And we can get into that at a different time. But, you know, and helping out some school board candidates and in my native Pulaski area. So,
Pulaski. I was on the phone with people from Pulaski
today. Oh, I bet they were wonderful.
They are.
Yes.
They are.
Yeah, and so some of that.
Have you gone to Shmurava's?
Shmurava's.
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 There's a lot of consonants in that name.
There is. Yes,
get it all in there.
Yes. It's like when you clear your throat, then you pronounce it right.
No, that's German. That's German. True.
No, so I have a life-threatening allergy to nuts.
Oh.
And they, you know, and I've reached out to them. I ran for office and I represented that area. And I got to know Greg and some of the people at Shmurava's. Wonderful folks. It always smells great in there, but I can't eat anything.
You can't.
I can't.
Even breathing it might be a challenge.
Right. And I sent them a message about, you know, hey, can I get some punchkis and like it wouldn't kill me. And I'm like, I will buy an absolute astronomical amount of them just so I can have one.
Right.
You know, to make it make sense.
Yes, just to make it make sense. You're going to run a batch. Yeah.
Yeah. And they were so kind and gracious. They were like, we cannot guarantee that.
Yeah.
I can't do that.
You got to appreciate they actually said that.
I do.
Yeah.
Very, very much.
Because others are like, yeah, sure. What's the big deal?
Yeah, screw it. Yeah, here you go.
I
have two.
Relating to our Pulaski story, when I was a kid, we had a beagle named Punchka. For exactly yes. that reason. So
there's
cool. a little Polish blood.
You say you're
in our
Polish?
Oh, half. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Half that's Polish. A lot.
I refer to myself as stubbornly entertaining.
Oh, very
the
well.
The stubborn would
that's
be the
good.
German side.
Yes.
The mm-hmm. Polish side would be the entertaining.
Oh, that's
part.
Great.
Yeah.
I like that.
Stubbornly entertaining.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful.
Yeah, we love the dairy. I love Pulaski. It's a nice area. Mm-hmm. There. We have good friends that run a great big dairy operation out there. And,
oh, who's that?
My daughter actually graduated from Pulaski High School.
No kidding. Oh, very cool.
I lived on the edge of Green Bay up here in Indian Trails.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it was like 8 miles to get out there, but that's a big school.
It is.
In fact, I will tell you that we moved from the Mosinee area, so the central Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. And my daughter was in eighth grade when I took a position out here in De Pere. And we chose a house based on the research that my eighth grader did online as to all of the high schools.
Oh, wow. Okay.
She went online. She created herself a little spreadsheet. And she looked at everything from scores, from the 10th grade scores to the all that kind of stuff. She looked at their lunches. She looked at their extracurricular activities. She looked at their musicals.
Mm-hmm.
She looked at everything. And yeah. based on that, she brought it down to two schools. And we ended up going, living in Indian Trails, and she went to Pulaski and had a very successful time there. We enjoyed that school district.
That's cool. Yeah, it's great. They have some, they have a lot going mm-hmm. for them. Their issue, they have a very contentious school board race right now. You talk about rational, and there's one side that's talking about how, you know, oh my gosh, how dare the school board go into closed session and all this, you know, conspiracy type things.
Oh,
and,
no.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
And then it's the other one, and you try to talk about, like, well, there's personnel issues.
Yeah.
And you don't, you know, God bless you, but you don't deserve to hear mm-mm. about personnel issues.
No, there are things in city council right. that we have to close
correct.
The doors on.
Oh, and I've been there, too.
Yeah.
And they're like, why did they have a lawyer? It's like, well, because that's to protect the public.
Right.
Because if you're going to talk about something in closed session, it better be something yeah. that's germane to closed session or else. You should be talking about that in the open.
That's right.
So that's to protect the public, but no.
No.
The tinfoil hats rule the day.
Well, it's crazy. You know? One of the, what my daughter liked about Pulaski is that it was culturally diverse.
Mm.
She looked up the ratio on everything and she knew it wasn't going to be all people that looked like us.
Mm-hmm.
There's rural population. So you have farming kids and you've got big city kids and you've got big money kids and you've got low money kids. And that's what she wanted. It's one of the most proud things that I have on my daughter is that in eighth grade, she looked at the demographics of the school
cool.
and chose the one with diversity.
When did she graduate?
That's tough math for me. I'll think it through.
Okay.
Would have been 93 plus 18.
Okay.
Whatever okay. that math that works out
my
to
wife
be.
Graduated 05. She's 37. She's my age.
Yeah. So Kestra, I about said 5 that on years the behind. Air. Yeah. See, I was trying to be delicately avoid how old right. anybody was. What the heck?
Yeah.
Didn't you see my eyes going, right. don't bring that up.
And so it's interesting to hear her perspective and loved the school district, loved
yeah.
the economic diversity. My wife is a black woman.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, she talks about some of the struggles. She says, you know, she's mixed. So she says, I was never black enough. And I was never white enough.
Yeah.
And so, you know, going through some of that, but Pulaski did a great job at, you know, Upward Bound and some of the different programs that they had. Mm-hmm. And she got to do a lot of different trips and it was cool. They really did a great job with that.
it's exciting when you can hear, you know, somebody who, how many years ago now, was thinking forward yes. on diversity as it being a plus mm-hmm. to their growth. When you mm-hmm. have a kid in eighth grade
yeah.
looking to make sure that they are expanding their horizons yeah. in relationships and not trying to find just
it's a big thought.
It's a big deal. It is a big thought. It's a big thought for mm-hmm. an eighth grader. And it goes to show that you can impact those thoughts. You know, yeah. I grew up in central Wisconsin, a small town just outside of Wausau. And when I got married and we had kids, which was early, we made a point to take the kids to the big city.
Yeah,
we right. would take them. We would ride the subway. We would walk to the restaurants. And the reason we did it was to reduce fear.
Yes.
Because if you're not surrounded by things that are different, you will naturally be afraid of what's different.
Yeah.
And we really tried hard to ride the bus in D.C., ride oh, cool, the trains. Yeah. We would have them drive through Chicago at a young age.
Really?
Yes, because if we were afraid of it, then they would be afraid of it.
That's true.
And if we taught them that they were able to conquer that fear, yeah. then they would. I wanted them to know they could go anywhere in the world and find happiness, whatever that was. So we can't, you know, these conversations start at a young age.
Yeah.
And if we find that we haven't had any, then we're missing the opportunity or we're creating the dynamic that exists.
Yeah. My wife and I and our family, we went to Dubuque, Iowa.
Okay.
Cause it was her birthday this past weekend and we wanted to just go away and she wanted to go somewhere.
Yeah.
And we, you know, it was either Dubuque. I don't know why. It was a short drive.
I wondered why Dubuque.
It was not a long drive and yeah. it was a pretty drive, you know? And we were kind of talking, we did an Airbnb in downtown Dubuque, the big city, you know, of like 50,000. It was really cool. But when I was little, the first time I left the state of Wisconsin, it was like a junior in high school.
Yeah.
And so when we're raising our kids, we value so much experiences right. and seeing things. We've taken a train to Denver. We've, you know, gone to Chicago and played on the beach in Florida, you know, and right. just to show... Mm-hmm. what the world is
right.
outside of where we are.
Well, I think sometimes people, you know, you have kids that grow up in a small town and they leave and never come back.
Yeah.
I didn't want that to happen.
No.
I wanted them to have the ability to realize there is value everywhere.
Mm.
One of the things when, you know, as an adult, I mean, I grew up on a farm as a kid and then we did the cul-de-sac life. We've lived on a lake. I lived on a farm. I now live downtown. Mm. Every one of those dynamics has value. Every one of them yeah. brings great joy. I would not have wanted to give up any of them.
No.
So if you only are exposing to one thing, then you have no idea what the other side looks like. And that's, I think that's part of the problem. Mm. So be brave. Be brave. Mm. You know, if you've never, you know, had the opportunity to go hang out at a farm, go. I've never met a farmer that wasn't willing to show you around. Right. You right. know, wear the proper footwear. You know, be respectful, but go be curious. You know, what's the old standby? Be curious. Don't be judgmental.
I got made fun of from my brother-in-law because they were, you know, taking the hay off and putting it in the, and I wore sandals.
No, no, no,
whoops.
No. Oh, come on.
Won't do that again.
No, no, yeah. no, no.
That was awful.
I'll tell you a story. So growing up on a beef farm, we had, the two kids were older, the girls were older, yeah. and my dad decided we should bring in a couple of high school boys. And my sister and I could work in a haymow all day, nonstop. These big old football boys from the city, you know, after six bales, they're chugging Kool-Aid like it's going out of style. Like, get out of the barn. All right, we're heading into our first break. Thank you for joining us here on the Rational Revolution. I hope you're tuning in on the Civic Media app as well. We will see you on the backside, and we're going to talk a little bit about state politics. Come on back. You can count me out. You know it's gonna be all right. All right. All right. You say you got a real solution.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. Menards has the best in-stock selection of AC2 pressure-treated decking and lumber. AC2 pressure-treated thick decking is 15% thicker than standard 1-inch decking, providing a stronger, more durable deck surface. Plus, get free estimates fast, in-store, or online with our deck design programs. And conveniently pick up your materials in our drive-thru lumber yard. Head into Menards and get started on your deck project today.
Save big money at Menards.
Are you ready to hit a home run with your business marketing? It's time to step up to the plate and get noticed with help from your local MVP senior account executive, Peter Van Doren. Whether you're a rookie or seasoned pro, I'm here to help you score big with unbeatable radio advertising and digital marketing solutions. Don't wait until the ninth inning. Get started now, and let's hit a grand slam together. Contact me by email today, peter@civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Rational Revolution. Glad you found us again. My, how the tables have turned. This is Mark Becker with my guest, Chris.
Oh, this is going to be fun.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So as we kind of, you know, switch the old roles here, mm-hmm. I want to give people a little bit of a story. And you know this story because I reached out to you long before you got into politics. Well, maybe not long before, but before.
Before.
I think I was maybe 20 years old. And I was going through college looking for my first big time job. And there was group interviews for this place called Bankers Life and Casualty. And I was like, yeah, sure. I sent my resume in and I went in for the interview. And I met this wonderful firecracker of a person who stood up in front of, I don't know, 15, 20 people and just talked about nothing about the job, but it was all about impacting others. And it was so cool. And, you know, the message was to find what you're passionate about and make sure that what you do enriches the life and the lives of those who mean the most. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that was cool. And after the big group interview, you know, if I don't know how it was pared down or whatever, but I got to sit down with you for maybe 5 minutes. And we kind of, it wasn't something I was ready for and I wasn't able to do, but the message that I got from you, and I got to like hold it together here. It stuck with me ever since, a 5 minute conversation. And the message to me was, you know, feed the fire that you have. Remain passionate. And it was, I can really tell you're a wonderful person, someone that would be great on this team, regardless if it's good, if, you know, even though it's not a good fit, you're someone that has value. And I mean, just the message that was there, it stuck with me for so long to the point where 20 years later,
yeah,
I remembered your name.
Yep.
For 20 years. And I'm like, I wonder what she's doing. And I've looked you up on Facebook.
You stalked me.
I did. and we had a really cool conversation. And, you know, and we kind of had our friendship budding and then you did the whole politics thing. And,
yeah.
But that's who you are.
Yeah.
And it was so impactful on a young kid.
Oh, let's appreciate that.
And I appreciate who you are.
Thank you.
And the things that you've done.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And it's that same fire that is going to make sure that you are a rock star in the Senate.
Yeah, amen. Amen.
So, how did we get here?
I'm not going to blame you. I'm not going to blame you, but, you know, for me, politics started as advocacy. So I was asked initially with a group called NAFA, which is insurance and financial advisors. I was asked by them to start going to Madison and DC to talk about tax issues. Now, not corporate tax issues, not big monster tax issues, but we're talking about moms and dads and families and their retirement issues and their tax situations and protecting certain things that are there for them. And I enjoyed that. And I enjoyed it enough that I then said yes to another organization, which was the Alzheimer's Association.
Mm.
So I would go to Madison and I would go to DC, talk about funding, you know, the research, talk about services for caregivers all over again. And what was interesting is once I started working with both groups, I would show up in DC as an example. And if I was there with the NAFA group, it was a lot of Republicans. Mm-hmm. It was a lot of people. Yeah. The people they were looking for to talk to were the elected Republicans. If I showed up on the Alzheimer's bus, it was the exact opposite. Mm-hmm. They were looking for it. Like the Alzheimer's bus couldn't wait to talk to Tammy Baldwin. I mean, she was their queen. The NAFA bus couldn't wait to talk to Ron Johnson because he was pro this and pro that.
Yeah.
And it wasn't that bothered me. What bothered me was the negative assumption that the person that they didn't like as much wouldn't be worth their time.
Yeah.
They would immediately, and there would be negative comments from both buses, negative comments about the other side. And I thought, isn't that silly? Wouldn't you rather go at it from, if you're on the Alzheimer's and you're asking for more money for research, and you know Ron Johnson is a hardcore bean counter. I mean, that's who he was. Never mind a little chaos after that. But why wouldn't you go to him from a bean counting standpoint?
Mm-hmm.
We know that Alzheimer's is going to cost the national situation more than the defense contract by 2038.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we should do something to reduce that.
It makes sense.
Right? So I would try and change the group to help them here. On the tax side, the Republican side, I would say, no. What you want to talk to is what the impact is to the people, because Tammy Baldwin tends to be more people focused.
Yeah.
So if we do this, it's beneficial to her people. So trying to help people find a way to have a conversation without the assumption that the other side is evil. Mm. In fact, I'll tell you, I had a conversation with Eric Gingrich, current mayor here in Green Bay, back when he was an assemblyman. He was a junior assemblyman, came up under Hansen, right? And we got together, this was on the tax side, we got together and started having a conversation. And he said something, and I kind of was just frustrated to the point, not with him, but just saying, when are we going to get to the point where just because we are in the financial world, that makes us evil.
Mm.
Can we get past the good guys versus bad guys and realize that there's actually good people trying to do good things
mm-hmm.
from different sides? And I remember Eric responding with a, you're right, because it's true. And people get into that habit, and then the legislatures get into that habit, and that's where things go wrong. We're starting on the standpoint of opposite positions instead of the assumption that we would share some common ground.
Mm.
So this is my philosophy, and it wasn't taught. I didn't come into politics to be into politics. I have a real job. I have plenty to do on the side. But I do believe that I have value in having conversations and bridging conversations from different opinions. And when we do that, then we bring the defense mechanisms down. We start operating from a place of faith, and we start moving forward in a conversation together. I'm good at that.
Mm-hmm.
This I know. So that is the talent that I believe I bring to politics. It's not about, you know, power. It's not about money. I mean, you certainly don't make that in these positions. It's about, if you're going to sit, are you going to sit back and watch a problem, or are you going to somehow offer to help? And then it's time, treasure, or talent. And I have some time and I have some talent. I tend to use some treasure too, but that's different, right?
Yeah. I totally agree. And you know, it's interesting, as you're a local elected official too.
Yeah.
The conversations that happen, you know, I would imagine the city council is a little bit like the Brown County board, where there's some personalities on the fringes, but on the whole, there's no left or right. It's about right and wrong.
Yeah.
What a beautiful thing that is.
It's just, there's work to be done.
Right.
Like, all we look at when we walk in the city, and there's a little bit of fire on here and there, but honestly, it's a matter of, here's the problem, here's the solution, can we afford it, when should we do it?
Right. Right, Rational Revolution here. We're going to catch you on the other side of the break. Come on back. But I don't know why. Excuse me.
spell on me.
Your home for Mino and the Mayor in the Morning. Weekdays from 6 till 8. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Biden and former President Trump held dueling events Saturday evening in Georgia, a battleground state that secured Biden's victory and a Democratic-controlled Senate in 2020. President Biden's presidential campaign announcing it raised $10 million within 24 hours of his State of the Union address Thursday night, marking his best fundraising day, according to his campaign. The U.S. Central Command announced it dropped water and meals into northern Gaza on Saturday. Will TikTok's time in the U.S. soon be up? The House is set to vote this week on a bill that would ban the social media app if its Chinese owners don't sell it.